probably another 10, 15 minutes, he's going to check. They expected it. Shows us not understanding the ground by through the noise. You sit down. Talk to the vice. Talk a little while. What I will do is to go in and thank them all. Not even sit down.
Don't go down to your place. Stand at the end of the table.
I'm not even going to sit down. I'm going to go around, shake hands to all of them, and thank them all for serving.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
15? Yes. Well,
Steve?
About 5 minutes before they break, I'll come in and just shake hands with all of them. I don't want to see a picture.
Right, sir.
No picture. I'll just shake hands and walk out and sit and consider me. I'm in here in the room.
They're about to adjust this, sir.
I didn't think to do this. Wait until they break. You know, as soon as they're ready to break, that show just let you know.
Tell them to let us know before they adjourn.
Right.
Before they adjourn, if you can, but I'm not coming to talk to them. You know what I mean? I'm not coming to sit down and meet. I don't know what anybody like Schultz or what they might have to do. Say the president will want to speak to us. I don't know why, but we're not there to speak to them. This is the right thing for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Thank you. must need to have the field, part of the team, part of Goddamn staff. I don't know, must be a big ass, but what do you do? You have that big staff meeting every morning.
We're not going to have that anymore. We're going to have that on a less frequent than daily basis, because you don't really need it. If you move those five people together, then if each of them will meet with his, with the people that are concerned with him, which is the important thing.
I mean, that, I wonder how you're going to get people with prices, et cetera.
The kind of thing we're talking about there doesn't affect them. We've got to get them in on another basis. And I've been going over some of the structure approaches and all of those people. That there is a need to get them in more.
Yeah.
And into more.
Frankly, in position times are ice in the area when I'm around too.
Now they will go ahead with the daily, the basic, the larger staff meeting every morning. Which covers the price.
Yeah.
Rosewood, which you won't cut to other people like that.
Well, her attitude is just a continuing problem, but we're not going to allow it to irritate us. One thing I'm going to do, though, is to knock off. So I think it's really fair to. I think that it's not good for her to have the little special bits, you know, coming over and so forth and so on, because basically she becomes a little bitter, and I don't want Julie to be exposed to that. You see my point?
Yeah.
Julie will be around there, and it isn't right. I don't want Rose bitching. You know, just put, frankly, put the poison in. Now Julie's pretty good. She'll try to be fair about it, but it's just not a good idea. I think the thing they want you to do, therefore, is to include Rose and more of the big socialized Christ and write her to the goddamn dinners. I don't know if she's going to do that, you know what I mean? It bothers me.
Well, we put it, you know, when you put her on those, she crosses herself out.
All right. Well, at the inaugural, can we?
Oh,
maybe I'm talking about the inaugural.
No, and we should on
the inaugural.
Perhaps
we're
really
goddamn sure that the inaugural is understood that, you should be on every list or anything you want. Because it really is true, we should be on every one of these damn things.
Yeah, I don't know which one. Well, the cabinet,
when you expanded it, or the surveys. The surveys, there were quite a few White House people there.
But so when we put the, well, but they were the people who had worked with the surveys, which she did, but we could have brought her in anyway.
Wasn't Patty in a survey? I was wondering. I wonder why she didn't get on the list.
She wasn't, I guess. She was doing a lot of speaking. I'm not sure whether she didn't. I bet she was on one of the lists.
I'm kind of hoping that she would have been on one. You see, we covered most of our other people, like the close-in people, like Finch. I mean, Rumsfeld and Finch and them, they are all covered in various things, weren't they?
Yeah.
And that is the only one you missed. And we just, I thought we might, I was certain she'd be at the serving thing.
We could have had her at the serving thing. She would then, she's...
She had governors there, she wanted the mayor, Lugard, and of course the whole county.
They were part of that surrogate's operation. That's who they had. Did that happen? I don't know whether it was or not. What line do you want to use on BB's house? Because that is to some degree known, and it's going to become, it's sure to become known at some point.
I'll discuss that with him, see what he thinks.
Strange thing, but my son came home from school the other night,
and I said, he bought a house.
He said, what's B.B. Rebosa doing with a house out on River Road? I said, where are you, or anything like that?
Really?
He said, well, it's It's funny, it turns one of his friends in his class is a
girl
named Camacho. And Camacho was trying to buy the house, and Bibi bought it out from under him. And then Camacho told me that they have a house to keep his game. I keep him. So they just said, Bibi bought it. But the point is, that kind of word gets around through that kind of thing. Some press person, that's what happened in our house. I thought we were quite young in our house, and all of a sudden, the nice Cheshire writes it.
Yeah,
our terrible piece on it.
But how big it is and all that.
All right. Well, that's what she did on ours. They tried to do that on these too, probably.
Thank you.